Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for staying with us through the short break. Robert, Mary back with you for more RM World Travel. And destination spotlight number 35 in our series, located in the 24th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1821, known as the Show Me State. Before we turn our attention to Kansas City, Missouri, a quick message about our exclusive destination spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And the holidays are here. If you're looking for that elusive perfect gift, we think that you should look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. We encourage you to upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style.
You can also take your travels to new lights with their MaxLite 5 line, as it's as durable as ever and ultra lightweight. Whether it's Platinum Elite that we like, MaxLite 5, or pieces from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro Luggage. Check out TravelPro.com for specials, free shipping, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we are heading to Kansas City to welcome Jason Fulvey, the CEO of Visit KC.
Nice to meet you electronically, Jason. We appreciate your time for our RM World Travel Destination Spotlight on Kansas City.
Happy to be with both of you.
Well, Thank you. Appreciate that today. So, you know, big news just this week is Kansas City received a major recognition from our friends at National Geographic Traveler, who listed Kansas City as a must-see destination for 2019. I couldn't agree more. The first business trip I actually ever took was to Kansas City, and in our subsequent return trips, we've always enjoyed our time there. So I know you've just taken your role on back in September, coming from Pittsburgh. What attracted you to Kansas City, and what are you enjoying most about the city that you now live in?
It's one of those destinations that, you know, that must-see moniker kind of goes both ways, right? It's one of those places that you need to put on your list, but you really do must see it. You know, you have to come and experience it and touch it and feel it and smell it to get all of the wonderful things that this destination has to offer, and that's what happened for me. I came in, I saw it, I brought my wife, and we fell head over heels with this destination and all of the assets that it has to offer. We were just blown away. It's one of those who knew destinations.
Yeah, it's a great city. And you have to, I think you said touch it, something, but you have to taste it too, because every time I think of Kansas City, I think a lot of people think of the great barbecue, the jazz, of course, the sports teams come to mind. But I want to point out for our listeners that there are some excellent museums in Kansas City. You have the National World War I Museum and Memorial, the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art and Sculpture, great museum, free admission, the National Museum of Toys, and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And, you know, for those who love jazz, of course, the American Jazz Museum. So Kansas City, yeah. The museum scene is huge, and it certainly keeps people busy, doesn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it really does, Mary. You know, and I had no idea the cultural assets this destination had until I came and took a look. You will certainly run out of time before you run out of things to do in Kansas City, for sure.
I think that's true. So, you know, the barbecue in Kansas City, as Mary mentioned, that's what first hooked me, I'll be honest. But, you know, I also wanted to talk about City Market, or River Market, as it's also called.
Yeah, that's
because
great.
Mary and I, we love visiting places like this when we travel, and you have one of the better ones in America right there in Kansas City.
Yeah, we really do. The market scene, the open-air market, and the restaurant scene is amazing. You know, my wife and I, we're both foodies. We're both from the hospitality industry. And we absolutely love going around and trying new cuisine and new experiences. And Kansas City does not disappoint in that facet. The number of restaurants and the quality of restaurants that are here are in abundance. And it really kind of blew us away. And with when you get into the festivals and the river market with the outdoor markets and the farmers markets, I mean, there's really something to do almost every day of the week.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great scene. So, Jason, for the amusement park enthusiasts in our audience, Kansas City is home to the popular Worlds of Fun, and that's actually not something we've experienced. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that before we run out of time?
Yeah, so Worlds of Fun, I've not had the pleasure of experiencing yet. I got here late in the season, so I haven't had a chance to do that. But I know that it's one of our top attractions, you know, not only Worlds of Fun, but our zoo as well.
Right.
You know, the Worlds of Fun is a great attraction for those families looking for family fun entertainment, from adults all the way down to small children. Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to experience it quite yet. But that's
it's a large and popular place, no question, and it just shows, again, it doesn't always have to be Universal or Disney or Knott's Berry Farm or whatever people think about.
Yeah.
There are these other parks around the country that, you know, most people associate probably with Six Flags.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. And it's like I said before, there's a little bit for just about everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before we let you go, Jason, you know, we always like to ask folks who join us, for members of our audience who haven't been to Kansas City, or maybe it's been a long time since their last visit, what will surprise them about the city and entice them to come visit?
I think there's a couple things that are going to surprise folks. The one is the real authentic experiences that they're going to get from the heartland of this country. A lot of travelers have been to the major destinations. I love them myself.
All right, real quick, your second?
My second one is the quality of the people here. That's really what makes the difference.
I would agree with that.
You're going to find a very welcoming community.
Well, listen, we very much appreciate your time, Jason. And, folks, you can find out more at visitkc.com. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, there goes Jason. And, you know, one other thing, Mary, just remember, folks, when you go out there, there are two Kansas cities, I-70 splits that. You've got the Kansas City
in Kansas
and Kansas City, Missouri, which is what most people associate with. And that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. A reminder, you can find all of the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary Root and I will be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.